This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. New signs of political turmoil in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam today postponed legislative elections for a year. The move is blamed on the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. But earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong, though China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city. Those disqualified include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary held by the pro-democracy opposition this month. In Africa, there were fresh shows of political unrest in Zimbabwe today as businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare. Security forces were charged with stopping anti-government protests, fed by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second-largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a badly challenged economy, says the protests amount to an insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbare Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast a dark shadow on the occasion. The final rites of the Hajj were being observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people. Being in Saudi Arabia, Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have so far been no virus cases traced to the annual pilgrimage. For Muslims around the world, the celebration of Eid will be decidedly low-key. Worldwide, the pandemic death toll is 674,000 with 17.3 million cases. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures in the U.S., just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. More news online.